Direct from San Diego, it's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2014. The biggest names,
provocative interviews,
and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
The Journal of Visual Impairment and Blindness is an essential professional resource and the journal of record on issues related to blindness and vision loss. Subscribe now and get immediate access to news from the field, current research and best practice information, and a calendar of events. For more information, go to www.jvib.org.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We're here at CSUN 2014 with Namina Joshi. She's a marketing manager for iCyst. And iCyst, who has done magnification for a little while, now has an Android app. So welcome to our podcast.
Hello.
Hello. I like your like you said, your name's very exotic. It's a really cool name. So,
yes.
Awesome.
It means friendly.
Oh, well, there you go. Good stuff. So you have an app that you're releasing for the Android for magnification. So tell us a little bit about this.
Yes. So what we actually figured is that a lot of people have to buy a lot of different things. They have to buy a little magnification device for just reading their pills. They have to buy a big text-to-speech device to read their printed material. Mm-hmm. They have to buy another device to get their digital content. And what we try to do is just put all of it in a simple app and put it on an Android phone or a tablet.
Okay.
And everybody now wants to, you know, use what everyone
sure.
else is using.
Yep.
You know, everyone has a tablet. Everyone wants to use a phone, a smartphone, because it does so much more than just one thing. And
sure.
that's what we're trying to work here. Right now, we are on step one, where we have a magnifier. It zooms in, it changes color, and we also have news. It reads the news. It actually reads podcasts.
Okay.
And now we're going to be putting email and OCR, everything on it, so that it's one device.
Is the app more designed for low vision, or are you going to have accessibility features backed in for the totally blind as well?
So it's it can be used by totally blind because it reads everything out.
Okay.
When you move your finger on top of the phone, it will tell you where it is.
Does it work with TalkBack or the built-in speech on the phone? Or?
Yes, it's the built-in speech on the phone.
Okay.
But we also have Nuance Voices that we integrated.
Okay.
And it's going to also speak the anything. So if you're on the main page, it's going to say you're on the main page. And then if you move into email, it say you're on your email. If you move into contacts to call someone, it'll say you're in your contacts. So
okay.
It'll say everything out.
So, given that there's a million different Android devices out there, as far as magnifying, how does the results compare to a dedicated, portable magnifier?
So, that's an interesting question, because maybe a few months back, the cameras were not there.
Uh-huh.
But now you have cameras that do 16 pixels, 16 megapixels,
right.
20 megapixels. And now, in fact, in 3 months, they're going to have a device that's going to do 30 megapixels.
Oh, yeah.
So, other devices kind of become a little irrelevant.
So are there some of the newer phones you would recommend, say, one of the newer Android devices that has a higher...
Yes, Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
The latest Samsung phones.
S4 or the S5
S4.
Is just coming out in
yes,
next month.
Exactly. That's something we are using right now.
Mm-hmm.
You have Google Nexus, you know, which is... You could go with...
The Nexus 5.
Yes, the Nexus 5.
Right.
You can use... So any of the latest Android phones that have Android 4
okay.
and above is great to go.
And what is the magnification level?
So you can magnify up till about 10 to 20x.
Okay.
And once we have the digital magnification, which you're going to have in 1 month, which will be able to do OCR, you can go up to 40x, 50x.
Okay. So the OCR and some of these other features, like you said, yeah, they could be used by anybody, and it has the Nuance Voices.
Yes.
Is the magnification app available? Is you said next month? Or
Yes, we will have it next month.
Okay.
You can go to the App Store. Or actually, not the App Store. It's called Play Store for Google.
Yep.
And you can go to the Play Store. And it's called Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just download it. And we give you a serial number. You can start using it.
So as far as the app, is all of the features going to be bundled together? Or would
yes.
you? Okay. So it's going to be one single product?
Yes.
What's the pricing going to look like for this?
So the pricing is going to be about around $395 for everything.
$395?
Yes, $395.
Okay.
For everything. But we probably have just the magnifier app separate, which we haven't really decided the price for right now.
How do you convince people You know, people aren't used to paying $395 for a mobile app. So how do you convince them that this is, you know, this is deserving of that?
Well, the thing is that we're going to probably have distributors packaging the whole thing. It's going to have a stand, dedicated stand. It's
okay.
going to come with a phone and the app on it. So it's not just... It's not a regular app,
right?
Especially built.
So you see Android as a means to an end, as opposed to packaging a camera or OCR package with proprietary software. You're using an existing platform in Android.
Yes, also because it'll let you do way more than.
Sure.
So right now you have a little portable magnifier that is just a portable magnifier
for the same price.
Yes, and you're paying $200 for it.
Mm-hmm.
For around $600-$700, depending on the phone you get, you will be able to make a call. You will be able to check your email. You will be able to listen to your news. You will be able to text message and do magnification and OCR.
Why did you choose Android over iOS?
That's because Android is just easier to program with.
Especially with the camera. I know people have come up with limitations on the camera.
Yes, iOS actually limits you on a lot of things.
Sure.
Even depending on the kind of app you want to put, what you want to do with it, what information you want to grab from it. So we're limited, but maybe in 2 years or so, we'll have Apple.
Well, you never know. Right, sure. Okay, so if people want to get more information about this app, how can they do that?
They can just go on our website.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have information in a week over there. It's www.issist.com.
Can you spell that?
That's I-S-S-I-S-T.
Okay.
.com.
And again, the name of the app?
And the app is called Mercury.
But it's not out yet. It will be in...
Yes, in 1 week, you'll have information about it.
Okay.
And it'll be out in a month.
Great. Hey, thank you so much for sharing it.
Thank you so much for having me talk to you.
All right.
Blind Bargains is your home for the latest assistive technology news and reviews. Visit us at blindbargains.com or follow Blind Bargains on Twitter for the inside scoop.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2014.